Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Something that is very time-consuming off your plate and allowing you to inject all of your time back into other activities to grow your business that you're currently neglecting is far outweighed by them not doing it as well as you. Far outweighed. It just doesn't matter. Even if they don't do it as well as you, it doesn't matter. Like if they, I'm not saying you should hire somebody who does a really shit job and does really terrible, but like if they're like a small percentage worse than you overall, does it matter? No, it doesn't. Just doesn't matter.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we got asked a question, and I actually don't have the name down here. Normally I have a name down, so thank you for whoever asked this. But they wanted to know some things that we've changed our mind on over the years. And so this gave us, John and I both, an opportunity to kind of go deeper here. Really think about, you know, we've been in this game a decade each, which is wild to even say out loud, John. But I've changed my mind on a lot of things, and so have you, and some of them actually overlapped with each other here. And so no particular order, but boy, have we sure changed our mind on some things. And so, like, I'm just going to jump right in. The number one thing, and boy, I bet if this doesn't come up for some people listening to this, is no one's going to be able to do it like me. And that has more to do with hiring. And I still struggle with this, that I will never be able to find another BK, thank God. But, you know, someone who will do it as good as me, I can't hire because no one will understand my business like me. I think I still struggle with this one, if I'm honest, John. I know we're building out a team over here, and I definitely see this little voice in my head coming up of like, how am I going to ever hire someone who's not going to be able to do it like me? Does it come up for you? I know this. We've talked about hiring before. Was this a big thing for you, or did you just like get out of your own way right away?
No, there certainly was a short period where I think this was a bit of a block for me with my first ever high-ticket dropshipping business. So back in, I think probably by the time I got around to hiring, it was 2015. You know, I was a little bit into the business, obviously, before I hired my first person in there, which was around customer service and that sort of area. And yeah, I mean, I think it was something I worried about a little bit. I don't know that it necessarily held me back, but it was a worry. It was a fear, I guess, that I had in my head as I was going through the process of hiring my first person and possibly even made me do not as great a job as I could have done at that. With the first time around I did it, because I was so worried about it. I didn't trust that it would work or that the person was going to be capable of doing it and all of that sort of thing. And so, you know, I think that can sometimes lead you to not actually making the effort you need to make in doing the thing that you need to do if you doubt that it's actually going to work, right? But for a lot of people, it does just, like, it prevents them from even doing it, from even hiring anything. And so I've heard it many times from people who are doing very well as people who are earlier on and aren't yet doing as well as they'd like. And yeah, it's something I've definitely come to realize two things about it. One, it's not true. Literally, most of us are ordinary human beings. So if we can do it, somebody else can do it. Are they going to do it as well as you from the day they start? No, but you didn't do it as well as you do it now the day you started either. But the second point is, like, nobody does it like me. So what? How does that matter? Like, I just don't think it even matters. Like, you don't need people to do things as well as you for your business to be successful. Even if somebody does things 80% as well as you or 90% as well as you, the value of them taking something that is very time consuming off your plate and allowing you to inject all of your time back into other activities to grow your business that you're currently neglecting is far outweighed by them not doing it as well as you. Far outweighed, like by an order of magnitude. And so it just doesn't matter, even if they don't. Like, I would dispute in the first place that nobody can. That's wrong, right? You're not special. You're not a pretty little butterfly. You know, your mummy might have told you that, but you're not. Like, let's be honest. It just doesn't matter. Even if they don't do it as well as you, it doesn't matter. Like, if they, I'm not saying you should hire somebody who does a really shit job and does really terrible, But like, if they're like a small percentage worse than you overall, does it matter? No, it doesn't. It just doesn't matter.
And they're likely going to get past you. So they might start worse. Or at least what I found is it can be frustrating in the beginning. Because like you, they're kind of dumb in the beginning. And that's fine. But they get to focus on this 40 hours a week. And you focused on it 40 minutes a week. Right? And so like they're going to get better than you. And they're going to pass you. And so I found that, you know.
If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like.
Firsthand, a lot of you met Ben. He's my employee. He's also my best friend at our live event in Salt Lake City. He works for me. He works for us as well. I brought him in and he didn't know how to do the things I did in our pet supplement business. But very quickly, he was doing everything way better than me and tracking everything much more extensive than I was ever tracking before and staying on top of stuff. And now I don't even think about that business. And the whole thing is handled by him. All the day-to-day, everything is handled. And so while in the beginning it was stressful to hand that stuff off and make sure everything was done Ben's way because I'm a perfectionist and a little bit of a control freak, very quickly it was like, oh, I hired somebody way more meticulous than me and way more organized than me. And they do a way better job. Ben does a way better job than I ever did with that company. And so I found that at least if you can weather through the part where they're learning, because everyone has to learn some at least part of the job, particular to your business, that if you can weather through that and do a good job of being a good mentor, they're going to pass you. And then it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. And so the mistake that people make in the beginning, and which I probably made as well, is they confuse knowledge and skills. So when we talk about customer service, the thing that people will bring up is like, oh, well, nobody knows as much about me as my product, about my products as me. Like, how could anybody answer all the questions and all the little weird questions I get? Yeah, sure. That's because you have more knowledge. It's not actually because you're better at customer service. Customer service is a skill that you can combine with knowledge, but you need the skill to do it well. Now, unless you've got a background before you came to your business in customer service, you have poor customer service skills. You are not an experienced customer service person. You might think you're great because you've got some knowledge that you're injecting into that, but you're probably not the best customer service person on this planet. You could hire the best customer service person and simply give them the knowledge, which is way easier than developing their skills. Same for sales. Unless you have a background in sales, you're not the best salesperson on this planet. You're not even close. But you could go and hire somebody that has 5 years experience doing sales and combine them with the knowledge. So we tend as business owners to overplay the value and the difficulty around acquiring knowledge. Like your product knowledge is nothing special. It's just that you spend a few months reading stuff a lot. Like now you've got knowledge. Great. Somebody you hire can spend a few months reading stuff and then they're going to have the same knowledge. Like your knowledge is not unique or special either. And so don't confuse those things. Don't confuse thinking you have knowledge means you have great skills. It doesn't. That's not the same thing. This is where I changed my mind. Particularly after I hired somebody who was really good at customer service, I watched them and I realized, oh, I don't have as great a customer service skills as I think because this person's way better than me. And now I can actually see that. Yeah, sure, their knowledge isn't yet up to mine, but the way they deal with a customer and their patience, particularly, which is something I lack sometimes with people, particularly if I think they're asking stupid questions or they're an idiot, particularly at that point when I was far less experienced than I am now, I realized like that's the difference. Knowledge and skills are not the same thing. And most business owners, you're really equipped with knowledge, not skills.
I'm tempted to like call it here, John. Like I feel like we could go pretty long on everything we have in this list and almost make it into a series on things that we've changed our mind on over the years. So what do you think of that? What do you think of that? Should we make the audience wait with bated breath?
I wish the audience was here to ask them.
All right, we'll give you one more on this one. And don't be shocked if we turn this into a bit because we have a lot on here, right? So I'm going to go into respecting the wrong gurus. Like I changed my mind on who I should listen to over the years. The good ones are more obvious to me now than they've ever been, but only because I've been in the game 10 years. I think in the beginning, it is very easy to fall into the trap of charlatans. I don't even know what to call it. I imagine, back in, 100, 200 years ago, I was like, hey, come here, see? I got this snake oil, see? It'll cure you. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, and nowadays, it's like Facebook ads and just somebody out there standing next to their Lambo, or they're on a beach, or they're next to hot chicks, or they're playing into this, like, monkey mentality. Mostly men have, right? They're not, I don't think they're pitching a lot to women, or maybe I'm just not getting those ads. But man, I fell into the trap of all of that. And I want to say, look, I feel like I'm smarter than the average bear. So I didn't fall into the really crazy ones. And I did. I fell for a few. But big one for me was like believing you could run your business on a beach in Thailand, mm-hmm. make a couple $1,000s a month. And that was it. That was everything I was shooting for. And I was like, I believed that to my core. The grass was greener. I believed it to my core. And it ended up causing me to follow some people that I didn't respect. And then even when I had made that mistake and moved forward further in my life, I followed some other gurus who was just meeting them in person made me realize they're not the type of people that I want to be around. They're not the type of people that I look up to. And they're not, and I think I fell for the easy button often as well. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if there's a way to say I changed my mind on this, but I've changed my mind on most gurus. They're mostly pieces of shit. There's very few that I respect to this day, and most of those you've met at our events. Like Elliot is someone who is the same person I've been on calls with. I've been in his mastermind, and I've been out to dinner with him. He's the same guy every single time. I can't say that for 99% of other gurus that I've interacted with.
Yep, yep. And you've been around a lot. I'll say that. A lot more than me in a personal sense. I think what I've changed my mind around here, and I was the same as you, I think in the beginning I kind of was sucked in by a lot of the same things that you've mentioned. I think the things I've changed my mind about, or maybe it's just a learning thing that's changed my mind, is like how to identify that. Like how do I identify it? And the thing that I look for now is... Like, I don't have a problem with people talking about results or outcomes or life changes or necessarily the lifestyle stuff in and of itself. Like, I mean, if it's real, then you should talk about that stuff because that stuff is cool. But it's when somebody talks about that in the absence of anything else, you know that's a red flag. Right? So you can talk about that stuff, but you actually have to be able to look at that person and see evidence that they also talk about the how, but not just the how, but the why. Like this is the little kicker for me. Like if somebody tells you to do things online, but they never tell you why to do it that way or why you should do it that way, and there is no evidence, then it's not necessarily that they're intentionally being dodgy. It just means that they're talking about something they don't have any expertise actually doing, right? And so they're not going to actually be able to help you grow your business or start a business or do any of the things that you want to, because every business is different. And this is really where the trick comes in of being a guru, right? And this is where the best ones are the best, is that they have such deep knowledge and experience that they can walk into any business and see the opportunities and spot the nuances and understand the different tweaks that are different business to business. It's not that they just have some system. No system works perfectly every time. No system on this planet, in the terms of building a starting business, growing a business, works the same for everybody. Ours doesn't, right? Dropship Breakthrough and what we teach in our course doesn't work exactly the same for everybody. It's not possible because every market is different. Every business is different. Every customer base is different. And so there are smaller differences which can have outsized outcomes in every business. Because me and Ben have a combined 20 years of experience doing this over many businesses and coaching over 1,000 people, we can see those differences. And we've seen it so many times that we can walk into almost any high-ticket dropshipping business and know what we need to do. It's going to be different in each one though, right? That's somebody who knows what they're doing. And that's the outcome of being able to talk about the why and actually having content past the ad on Facebook that you see as you scroll through. So like, that's what I've come to realize. And so when I look at it in that way, then you can quit, like, and if somebody has nothing unique to say either, like, and if I talk about in the case of our particular market, high ticket dropshipping, almost nobody says, like, besides us and maybe sometimes one or two other people, nobody says anything unique. Like, nobody has any unique insights to offer. They're all just parroting each other, which, going back a step, is parroting us or one or two of those other people. And so that immediately should single out for you that that person has nothing to add. They are going to add no value to you whatsoever. And that's what you should run screaming from. But like, if you see an ad on Facebook, right, or something like that, of this guy that's purporting to have this cool thing and it's got him great outcomes and all this sort of thing, click through on it. Go to the website. Does this person have any public content? Does this person have a podcast? Do they have a YouTube channel? Do they have a blog? Do they have anything else? If it's just a landing page and you can't find anything else, then they're a fraud. Straight up. They're a fraud. That's what I've learned. And I've been sucked into that a couple of times. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Look, and some of them sucked me further. Again, you know, being able to meet some of them in person, it was just, I don't know. Look, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. One of our students, Allie, wrote this earlier to us today as we're recording this. Just like, this community really loves you guys. I talked to a couple Dropship Breakthrough friends about potentially partnering as we're talking with her about that, and also heard from potential partner and partner number one about who they talk to, and everyone trusts, appreciates, and loves you guys. I already felt and knew that, but it's cool to hear from others as well. This is something we've heard a lot at our events, is like, you guys are just real. Like, you're just real dudes. You're just giving real information. There's nothing fake about you, and not necessarily the ones I met that were fake. They weren't the person they sold to me they were, and that was very disappointing. You know, it's a common phrase to say, don't meet your mentors. I really didn't want that to be true. And like, I don't know. Hopefully we're doing a better job of setting a good example. It's something that has caused me to reflect on the way that I show up in the world, the way that we show up on this podcast, the way that we show up to our students, to our consulting clients, to everyone, and to my children for that matter, because, I mean, it really, really matters to me how I show up in the world, and that I don't come off as fake. And sometimes that means we push away people who probably want to give you and I money, John. But I'm kind of glad we push those people away, because we're not here touting some bullshit. Business is fucking hard. Every business is unique. It's going to take an extreme amount of hard work if you want to find the success. But like, problem solving in this fashion is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. And if I can just continue to tell you the truth, that's going to push away a lot of people, but it's going to bring good people to me. And so I don't, I've changed my mind on really most gurus, but I don't want to, like, you know, there are some good people out there. Elliot's one of them. I could probably name a few other people who really stand out to me as like good people, out in the world. But man, there's way more that I can tell you. And I would say, maybe, you know, take this nugget and this nugget, but don't, you know, don't start worshiping them.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I broke this up. I put it up. We're going to do this for the next couple Saturdays. So next Saturday we've got two. The following Saturday we've got two more. There's quite a few things that John and I have changed our mind on. If you enjoyed this, leave a comment below. I think we can go deep on some of the future topics that we've changed our mind on. I also think we could probably add about 10 more things. And so, like, if this interests you, leave a comment below. Send us a DM. We love talking about this stuff. And it, you know, gives us a chance to clear our throats a little bit. I think maybe you'll hear a BK rant out of one of the next ones.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.